Let's give a listen to Weaver Lake. We have Jashea and Anakin as our reporters.
Hello from Weaver Lake Elementary and the northwest corner of the Twin Cities metro area. This is Jashea and
Anakin with the phenology report for the week of December 2nd to 6th.
Jenna, our weather watcher, took note of the high temperature, which was 38 degrees Fahrenheit, and the low this week was 17 degrees Fahrenheit. The wind speed was changing between 4 and 7 miles per hour. Wind was mostly coming from the southwest. On Wednesday and Thursday, the temperature stayed exactly the same. On the 3rd, there was 23 centimeters snow drift in our courtyard.
Marlov, our bird watcher, reports this week there was one black-capped chickadee and one blue jay on Monday and one dark-eyed junco on Thursday. Miss Jutton saw a rafter of turkeys in the Twin Cities, a total of 6. On Tuesday, near Plymouth, on Wednesday, Marlov's mom and sister saw 2 crows and 1 cardinal. At school, on Tuesday and Wednesday, we saw an interesting thing occur. We didn't see any birds in either courtyard. The last time this happened was the first day that we recorded the data.
Anakin and Jashea, our tree observers, noticed the following changes. The sky has been glooming on some mornings. It's been more sunny in the middle of the day. We measured snow depths after this weekend storm, and snow depths ranged from 11 centimeters to 18 centimeters at various spots around our school building. The snow sighed on the day after the weekend. We had different kinds of layers of snow. The top was fluffy, in the middle crusty, then fluffy again. When we stepped on the snow, we made some kind of cracks around our footprints. Also, while measuring the snow, it was kind of hard, and we had to put some force into the meter stick down so our measurement was accurate.
Miss Jutton and the kindergartners found dog tracks and rabbit tracks in the snow by the woods while on their snowshoe walk on Thursday.
Thank you for listening to our Weaver Lake podcast. Remember to wonder while you wander on the phenology trail.
Wonder while you wander. That's a wonderful expression. And I hope that you are going to get out today and wander a bit and do some wandering as well. There are many, many things out to see out there. They still have some juncos down in the cities. I haven't seen juncos at my house for about 2 weeks, but we'll get into that when we get to my phenology report coming up in the next few minutes.